All right, and you know on the fireplace, the floor part, right in front of it, where dogs might sit right there, you know, the peaceful and serene looking pictures, you know. What would you call that floor right in front of the fireplace? Or would you even call it anything? You probably might not even refer to it.
It's got a name.
Is it a hearth?
Yeah, it's got a name, but not having one, I don't have to refer to it.
Okay. All right. You know the little things that you put the logs across in a fireplace, the two little things. Well, your folks have one.
Yeah.
Fireplace. And
good memory.
That's right. And, the little things that they put the logs on, what would you call them?
I have no idea.
All right.
Log holders, I guess.
That's fine. Okay. All right. Up on the fireplace is usually a board where you put vases or something like that. What would you call it?
I'd have to just name that a mantle.
Probably what I would call it, too. All right. The big round piece of wood with the bark on it that you burn in the fireplace. The round piece of wood that you throw in, they say, throw another on the fireplace. What would you refer to that?
Yeah, but they always just say just a big piece of wood.
Okay.
Not really log.
All right, what would you call the kind of wood that you'd start a fire with?
Kindling.
And the little residue, you know, the leftover when the fire is burned out.
Ashes. Dirty ashes.
All right. What is this object right here?
That is a chair. All
right.
And this is a sofa.
And we're sitting on the sofa.
Right. A dilapidated sofa.
Okay. Now, would you ever call it anything else besides a sofa? Would you call it, depending on the cushions or something like that, how would you refer to it?
Well, sometimes you say couch.
Okay.
Or sofa.
Right. Would you happen to know what a davenport is?
That's a fold-out, a sofa that folds out, right?
Okay.
All
right, the piece of furniture in your bedroom where you store all your clothes. Okay, what would you call that?
Chest of drawers.
Yeah. Well, it just depends. Yeah. I'm not,
not specifically. You don't want a correct or a
no,
incorrect answer,
you say,
huh?
Is going to be correct, whatever you refer to them as, really. All right, now where do you sleep? In what room would you call a room that you sleep?
Maybe the bedroom.
Okay. And the house fixings that you have in here, the table and lamp and chairs and everything, what would you call that? Just a general thing?
Just as accessories, I guess.
Okay. All right, but if you have, you know, like you talk about you're going to a store and you need to buy some things for the house and you specifically need a couch and a chair, what kind of store might you go to?
A furniture store.
All right. Now, the things that you have hang, is that company?
No, huh?
Oh.
No, she's leaving.
Oh. The things that you have hanging right here, well, I don't know who you do. No. If you had something else hanging besides the drapes.
To block out the sun?
Yeah. You have one on that window.
Right. Shades.
Shade. Would you ever use anything else on a window beside that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Shades and curtains. That's all.
Okay. All right. All right. Now, if there's a little, like a room built into your bedroom where you hang your clothes, what would you call it?
That's a closet.
All right. Now, have you seen the, by the way, I don't know if you've been looking at furniture, but have you seen the...
I try not to. If you can't afford it, I don't like to look.
You know, the closets that you have, you know, that are already built for you that you can buy in a furniture store. You know, that you put your clothes in.
Mm-hmm.
They're real nice. Have you ever seen them?
Yeah, I would only call it storage closet or something like that.
Okay.
Clothes closet.
Have,